Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is the latest edition of Stats Only. Today, we'll take a look back at the Eagles' heart-pounding 33-27 victory over the Dallas Cowboys and look ahead to the Miami Dolphins. And we'll start things off by looking at how the Eagles' passing game was able to get back on track against Dallas. Though he's had his shares of ups and downs this season, quarterback Sam Bradford delivered his best performance to date on Sunday night. He completed 25 of his 36 passes for 295 yards, and his 41-yard strike to Jordan Matthews resulted in the game-winning play. Matthews' score was the fourth overtime touchdown by the Eagles and the first since Clyde Simmons scored on a blocked field goal return back in 1988 against the New York Giants. Bradford and Matthews had their chemistry on display throughout the night, and particularly on third down, as four of Matthews' 12 targets came on third. Bradford also came up clutch when the Eagles needed him to, as he went 5 for 5 for 56 yards and a touchdown on that final drive in overtime to help the Eagles come away with a pivotal NFC East victory. Another bright spot for the Eagles on Sunday night was the play of rookie inside linebacker Jordan Hicks. And while Hicks was unfortunately lost for the remainder of the season due to a pectoral injury, his body of work from his rookie year won't soon be forgotten by Eagles fans. Hicks has been a remarkable third-round find for the Eagles all season long, but he gave fans his signature rookie moment on Sunday with a pick six off of Matt Cassel. He scored on a 67-yard interception return, the longest by an Eagles linebacker since Sean Barber's 80-yarder in 2002, also at Dallas. In two games against the Cowboys, Hicks has a sack, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and an interception return for a touchdown. Hicks became the fourth rookie linebacker in team history to have two or more interceptions in a season and the first since Alonzo Johnson in 1986. Hicks has a sack, two interceptions, three fumble recoveries, and one forced fumble on the season. He became the ninth Eagles rookie with a pick six and the first since Bill Bradley in 1969. Finally, as we look ahead to Sunday's game against Miami, we focus on the Eagles' rushing defense as they look to get back on track against Lamar Miller and the Dolphins' offense. The Eagles' rushing defense started out among the league leaders this season as they allowed an average of just 94 yards per game on average over the first six games. In the last 2 weeks, however, the Panthers and Cowboys have found success rushing the ball against the Eagles, averaging 169 yards per game on the ground. The Eagles will look to turn things around this week, but it won't be an easy task. Miami is averaging over 103 yards per game on the ground, and they ran for a ridiculous 248 yards against Houston in late October. Lamar Miller and company will certainly provide a challenge to the Eagles' front seven. That will wrap things up for this edition of Stats Only. Be sure to join us here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.